And welcome back to the Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony Silvani, for the last time ever after being on the show for 3 years. I am joined by a new guest. We have Grayson Hill today. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm also joined by Caleb. How are you?
I'm doing great.
And you heard him last week. He was hosting last week, but he'll host officially for the first time next week, and then for the rest of next year, we have Braden Fickle. How are you?
I'm doing good. How did you guys like that intro song?
Hey, that was amazing.
It's a good song.
Great.
Produced by our own, who was it? Andy. Andy produced that.
Shinoy.
Andy Shinoy.
All right. Dylan is missing. He's taking an AP test.
Loser.
He'll be back next week for our senior send-off show. But starting off last Thursday, the NFL draft kicked off. We obviously had the Jags picking first. All of us had our say on who we thought would be first. It ended up being Trayvon Walker. Didn't like the pick at all. Hated it. But all of our teams did pick.
Why did you hate that pick?
Because he had no production at Georgia.
Is it because you wanted Aiden Hutchinson?
Why?
Why would I want
him? Why would you want
him? Yeah, why him? Is there, like, something different between... Is there
Aiden Hutchinson's the better pick.
Why? Why is he the better pick?
Yeah, why?
He has more production. He has more...
Is there another reason?
Is it because you wanted the Broncos to have a first-round pick? Maybe a little bit of jealousy?
No, I don't.
You wanted a good locker room guy?
Moving on. So, like I said, Dylan, not here, but the Vikings picked Lewis Cine to end the first round. The Texans, Caleb's team, picked Derek Stingley and Kenyon Green in the first round. The Cowboys, Braden and Caleb's team, picked Braden and Grayson, sorry, picked Tyler Smith, and then my team didn't pick till the second round, picked Nick Pitino with the last pick.
The Broncos second rounder.
Did you see them, like, watching the draft? They're like, who's your first rounder? They're like, oh, Russell Wilson. They had the little, like, ninth pick, and they, like, played Russell Wilson highlights. That was Anthony. Anthony at home was watching Russell Wilson highlights.
Anthony, who else did your team draft?
Greg Dulcich, the tight end out of UCLA. He's pretty
I never heard of him.
Pretty good.
Decent pick.
Sounds like a nobody.
Yeah, you don't watch the Pac-12. I know you don't. I know he does. He's
an overrated division.
Thoughts on that, Caleb?
USC's a title contender.
Pac-12 is Pac-12 is not even overrated in football anymore because they're not rated. Like, when's the last time they've had a top 25 team?
USC was ranked last year.
Like, Oregon, like, they've fallen off the face of the earth in football.
They beat Ohio State in the
ever since Justin Herbert left.
Yeah, Utah. Okay, this guy, Utah. That's it. And they've been good for 1 year.
USC hasn't been good since Sam Darnold and Ronald Jones.
You got high hopes for next year, though?
I have extremely high hopes.
Lincoln, how are your hopes on Lincoln Riley?
I think we're going to be a national championship team next year.
All right, moving on. Back to the Broncos. How much this sucks.
Not even what we're talking about. What do you guys think was the best pick of the NFL draft?
Kyle Hamilton falling to 15.
14.
14. My fault.
Best pick.
Yeah, let me just.
That's a struggle.
Grayson, talk, you know, talk you
didn't,
real quick.
You know, you didn't really ask us these questions before. We didn't have any preparation.
Yeah, I blame this all on Antoine.
You gave an answer.
Grayson, can you talk about your team for a second? The Cowboys.
The Cowboys suck. Jerry Jones got into an accident, but he's out of the hospital now, and I think he's okay. It's pretty cool.
It's good to hear.
All right, I'll talk about my pick. My best pick, you know, most underrated pick, would be Cole Strange.
What?
New England Patriots, round one pick. And, you know, many people, you know, don't think he's a very good player. You know, he's projected to go 77th overall and goes 29th. So, but, you know, the Patriots always just see something out of guys, and they turn them into championship players. So, you got to love that pick for the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I was so happy that the Cowboys didn't get the worst first-round pick. After that, I was so happy that we moved from the 32nd worst to the 31st worst.
So you think Cole Strange is worse?
I think Cole Strange is worse.
But he would have helped the Cowboys more than – like, they needed a guard, not a tackle.
Mm-hmm. Tyler Smith has flexibility, though.
He's like six –
He's played four of the five.
He's not built for a guard. Like, he's built for an NFL tackle. And I would have rather had
Tyron Smith –
I would have rather had just a solid guard. And, like, Cole Strange, I would have rather had him.
I would have rather had Tyler Linderbaum, though.
I would have had Kenyon Green from the Texans.
Great pick by the Texans, but.
Did y'all see Pickens' video? That Pickens video, him just staring at the TV.
No.
I did see that.
It was hilarious.
I think the Vikings had a pretty good draft. Not gonna lie.
They kept on, like, trading down.
Yeah, and they got two good defensive backs in, like, the first and top of the second. So.
Another really good pick was Jalen Petrie. The little Texans guy.
Jalen Petrie is a great pick.
No, I kind of thought he might go towards the end of the first. And, you know, he just kept falling down the board. Texans, they found their guy. He's a great safety. You know, they needed secondary players, and they got a good guy.
Yeah. The fact that N'Kobe Dean fell to the third round to the Eagles kind of upsets me as a Cowboys fan.
He won't play his rookie year, though.
Yeah, that's true. He's a little undersized, but that was a great pickup by them.
Part of me wanted Breece Hall, so I'm kind of mad he got taken right before us.
Yeah, the Jets had an amazing draft, especially the first 2 days, picking up Sauce Gardner, Jermaine Johnson. Who else did they pick?
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson, and they had Breece Hall, one of the first picks in day two.
Any other comments?
Sam Howell to the Commanders, good pick.
Who did the Cowboys draft in the second round? Who is this guy?
It's a nobody.
Sam Williams?
Yeah, he was like a projected third round.
Oh, no. Linebacker Ole Miss?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think he's a pretty good player.
He looks like Amari Cooper, I think. Or I could be mistaken for another person. But he looks like
Amari Cooper mixed with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, someone says he looks like Micah Parsons, and now they're on the same team.
I think he's a pretty solid player. I don't see why, like, you know, picking a big name team starter on the like a linebacker, that's a good pick.
You know, just sometimes they get outshined because of all the talent on their college roster. So, I mean, I think it's a good pick.
Who's this nobody you're talking about?
Your mom.
Oh, you're talking about the nobody I was talking about? It's a third round wide receiver. Gotta go find him. Jalen Tolbert.
He's good. I don't know what you're talking about.
He sucks.
He didn't go to a big school doesn't mean he sucks.
Okay. Other receivers on the board I would much rather would have had. Like, let's look at him.
Speaking Eric? Of receivers, yeah.
Not yeah. Eric, but he's a good receiver.
He's a dog. Went to Miami in what, round four?
Yes. Yeah, Timber Creek alum. Eric is a comer.
It's our first Timber Creek.
And then I think a day later, his brother Dozy got a scholarship offer
to Texas Tech. Yeah, he also got one to Kansas, right?
Yeah, but I'd rather much
rather. He's had that for a while, but yeah,
Yeah, but Kansas football, no. They beat UT.
Can always be Texas, yeah.
They beat UT.
It's like their only two wins in the last 3 years in the Big 12. What's your problem with Jalen Tolbert?
He sucks.
He's pretty good. He's got speed.
He's pretty good.
Good stats, but at South Alabama, so.
He didn't go to a big name school.
Where'd he go then? Oh, where'd he get drafted to? Forgot.
Dallas.
Oh, yeah. I'm stupid.
I like that pick.
That pick.
I was thinking of a guy Jerry the Jones Jets picked up, too. He was a wide receiver, I think. But he's, like, small and is really fast. He's what they don't need.
Who?
This guy in, like, the fourth round or something to the Jets.
I really didn't watch day three.
There's no Jets receiver in the fourth.
Oh. You picked up someone. I forgot who.
I'll look.
Well, okay. Does that, we're going to move on. The NHL playoffs started recently. In the East, we had the Hurricanes and the Bruins going head-to-head. The Hurricanes won game one 5-1, and then won game two 4-2. Do you guys think Hurricanes are going to win that series? Can Bruins make a comeback?
Yep.
Hurricanes.
Which one?
Hurricanes in four.
Hurricane sweep. Hit the brooms.
Yeah, sure. Hurricanes.
All right. Moving on. The Maple Leafs beat the Lightning 5-0 in game one, but then the Lightning tied up the series, winning it game two 5-3, as it'll shift now back to Tampa Bay. Who wins this series?
Maple Leafs 6.
Tampa.
I'm going to have to agree with Brayden on this one. Maple Leafs.
You think Tampa?
Yeah, I think Tampa.
I think Maple Leafs are just a better team.
Well, Tampa, I think, with their experience.
Tampa's experience for sure, but Maple Leafs.
If Maple Leafs get on a run, then.
Especially with the next two games being in Tampa and that crowd, if they can win the next two games, then.
Auston Matthews. That's all I got to say. Right. It's the only guy I know. He's pretty good.
Another series, the Blues beat the Minnesota Wild 4-0 in game one. a hat trick from David Perron. But then the Wild tied it up in game two, winning 6-2 with a Kirill Kaprizov hat trick, who wins the series.
Blues in seven.
Wild in seven.
I got Wild in six.
In six? I think I'll go seven games. I don't know who will win, though.
It will be a close series. That's all I can tell.
Right. And probably one of the more... Actually, no, this one's not... Actually, yeah. One of the more exciting series. Despite the blowing a 2-0 lead, the Kings beat the Oilers in game 1-4-3, although they did lose 6-0 in the second game. Who wins this series?
Oilers in five. Kings won't win another.
I'll go Oilers in six.
You saw it in their first. You saw it in their first game. You know the Oilers, they have that fight. You know when they're down,
they have that spirit.
Okay, the Kings are like the Timberwolves. They can't close out games.
And then they have Patrick.
And the
Beverly.
Oilers are like the Grizzlies, the better team. So I got Oilers in five.
Yeah, who's their John Morant though?
Connor McDavid, the fastest player on ice in the world. And you guys, do you know who Connor McDavid is?
I do, actually.
Do you guys?
Yes. I think I have.
Great player. 99 overall in NHL. Has to be.
That speed.
All right.
I don't think I can make a created player as fast as Connor McDavid.
I think there's a way.
I don't think so. He's got max speed.
All right, well, you let us know if you can.
Got the X factor.
Moving on, probably the best game in the opening series. The Penguins and Rangers went to three overtimes. Penguins ended up winning it. There are 152 total saves in the game. Who wins the series?
Penguins.
And
Rangers win the series. I think it goes seven.
Yeah, I'm going Penguins in seven.
I think the Rangers win it, though. I think they're the better team than the Penguins. But Sidney Crosby...
Call him my name.
Crosby's just Crosby, you know. He's just that guy.
But I'm gonna go with the Rangers.
The Rangers are my they're in the championship for me, so you know I'm Rangers all day.
I got Penguins in seven.
Alright. There we go. The Capitals, Washington Capitals, stunned the Florida Panthers 4-2 in game one. They stole home ice advantage. Who wins this year?
I've been saying it. Alex Ovechkin, me and Caleb, our favorite is he your favorite player?
He's my favorite.
He's my favorite player too. I like the Capitals to win tonight's game, go up 2-0, and then they're going to lose a couple, but I think it's going to be Caps in six.
Panthers
in seven.
Panthers in Caps. I'm going to go on Panthers in six.
I'm
going to
say Panthers in six, yeah.
Caps are different. Like, they're a good team.
Yeah, but I don't think they're good enough to beat the Panthers. Like, they're good, just not.
Alex Ovechkin.
Not good.
All right. The other number one seed, however, did crush their opponents. The Avalanche beat the Predators 7-2. They opened the game with a 5-goal first period. I say Avs in four.
Avs in four.
Five. I don't see any sweeps in the NHL.
Four.
Well, interesting. Elias Lindholm scored 5 seconds into an early power play for the Flames as they beat the Stars 1-0. Who wins the series?
Stars in five.
Flames are my championship pick. You know, I'm a big Stars guy, but it just doesn't fall how you want it to sometimes. Flames in six.
Question for you real quick before I made my pick. How did you feel about the Flames? You know, putting up one goal. You know, the Stars have a good defense, but putting up one goal for a championship team is just...
Well, these two teams always play each other close.
Close doesn't always mean 1-0, Anthony.
And
close can mean 4-3.
I know, but looking at it, right, they played three
close
times.
Close can mean 10-9.
They played three times this season, and it was 12-9 in favor of the Flames.
But a 1-0.
Give respect where respect's due, you know. The Stars keeper is pretty solid, so I'm not
What's
really worried.
What's his name?
I don't need to know that.
I don't either.
There was that one game right before the playoffs where they went to, like, a shoot-off, and there was, like, 14 penalty shots, and the keeper kept on deflecting it.
So for the NHL playoff, is there no shootout?
It's 5-on-5 yeah. Overtime until there's a winner. Only in the regular season, because regular season playoff, like if you win it, you get an extra point.
Give me Stars in seven. I heard it here first.
I'm gonna go Calgary, and I said that the Calgary weren't very like Calgary Flames weren't very good, but I don't think the Stars are great either.
Flames in seven.
So I'm gonna go Flames in six.
Going Stars in seven. Heard it here first.
The Stars are the only team, by the way, in the playoffs to have a negative goal difference.
Doesn't matter. Stars in seven.
They can't score.
Yeah, they're one of the worst scoring teams in the playoffs, if not the worst.
They are the worst.
Probably in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, moving on to some NBA playoffs. We're into the conference semifinals, however. Last week, the Sixers, Suns, Mavs, and Grizzlies all won their series in six. No game seven at all in the first round. And in both conferences, we had the 1, 2, 3, 4 seed advance. The first game in the West, in the conference semifinals, sorry, the Bucks beat the Celtics 101-89 in game one, but the Celtics bounced back in game two, winning 109-86. Who wins this series?
Ooh, I think this is the series of, like, this is going to be one of, if not the best series in the entire playoffs. Yeah. I'm going Bucks in seven.
I'm going to say Celtics in seven.
I'd say Celtics in six.
I think Celtics in seven or Bucks in six.
This, yeah, no, this is a really tough matchup. I think both of these teams are the best teams in the East, in my opinion.
I think the Heat are better than the Bucks.
Headphones just disconnected. I don't know.
I like the Heat, but I think the Bucks are better, and I think the Bucks and Celtics are the two best teams with fully healthy, you know, fully healthy Middleton. I think the Bucks are better.
I personally like the Heat better than the Bucks, just because of like I think they have better chemistry than the Bucks, and I feel like once they get hot, they just don't stop.
Are you a Celtics fan?
No.
I think the Bucks win this series, but I think the Celtics are the best defensive team in the NBA.
Yeah, I can agree on that.
I think whoever wins the next game wins the series.
I think the Celtics win the series no matter what. I think we get Celtics Heat, and whoever wins that is going to win the championship.
Do y'all think the 76ers?
L take, because
y'all think the 76ers are going to go back?
No.
With
no.
Joel Embiid coming back?
There's nobody beating the Suns. No, it's not.
Mavs in seven.
It's going to be Suns versus Celtics Heat. One of those two.
Okay. The Warriors edged the Grizzlies 117-116 in game one, thanks to a Clay three with 30 seconds left. However, in game two, John Morant scored 47 points, including the team's last 15, to tie up the series. Who wins the series?
This is a very weird series because you look at game one, and Ja doesn't play great. He plays good. He doesn't play great. And the Warriors barely win by one. Then Ja goes up for 45. So it's really, can Ja play good to win the series?
Yeah, but I'm going Warriors in six because I don't think Ja can match the big three of Curry, Poole, and Thompson, especially if they get hot and they're on fire, they can't miss. I don't think Ja alone can carry the Grizzlies.
I
think Desmond Bane's better than Jordan Poole.
I agree.
I think that's a very hot take because I think
He was my winner for most improved player.
Who? Behind
Desmond Bane, and then I had Jordan Poole second.
I think Desmond Bane is very underrated. I don't think he gets enough love. And it's weird because he's on a second-place Grizzlies team, but no one seems to be talking about him.
Ja Morant. But whenever Ja Morant got injured, he just took his game to the next level, showed how good he is.
I'm going to go Grizzlies six games.
I think Warriors in seven.
I think Warriors in seven, too.
I'm going Warriors in six.
I think Grizzlies win the series. I don't know how many games, actually, but
I think it'll be more than five if whoever wins the series.
Yeah, it's definitely going to six or seven.
All right, moving on to probably a game that will end in five. The Heat beat the Sixers 106-92 in game one, and then 119-103 in game two. And Embiid should be back for game three, but it looks like they're down and out.
Before we talk about this, I just want to go back and the state. Do y'all think the 76ers won the trade with the Nets with James Harden?
Yes.
Looking back at it now.
If everybody.
Yeah.
Idea.
Yeah, I mean, they got swept by the Celtics, and Ben Simmons just refuses to play, you know? So, I mean, in my opinion, I think the 76ers won the trade by far, but playoff Harden is just not it sometimes. Really inconsistent. So I'm going to go Heat in five.
I think the Sixers are not going to win this series, but they're going to bounce back. I think they win two games. So I'm going to go Heat in six. Possibly even seven, but I doubt it.
talking about the Heat game.
Oh, I said Heat in six.
Heat in.
I said maybe even seven. Because I think the Sixers will win the next two.
I think the Sixers are they at home next game? I think they win the third game, but I think I got Heat in five.
Moving on, the Phoenix Suns took a commanding 2-0 series lead to hang out back to Dallas, winning game one, 121-114, despite Luka scoring 45 points and a late Mavericks 22-7 run. However, they did use their own run. They used a 31-3 run in the fourth of game two to win 129-109, despite Luka again scoring 35 and Booker and Paul scored 25 points and more, both of them. What are you guys, Suns sweep? Suns
yeah, sweep it's so hard to say that the Mavs will even win one game at this point, just watching the Suns play. I think the Mavs win one, though, and I think it's Suns in five. But I could easily see a sweep here. But I could also see a Mavs comeback. Just the Mavs are a very weird team to kind of, like, bet on, because you never know what they're going to do. You never know how Luka's going to play. You know, like, he's been consistent, but the people, like, next to him, like Kleba, Bullock, and Bertans, if they hit their shots, I think they can win some games. So yeah, this is a very hard-to-predict series.
Suns in four.
Yeah, I got Suns in four. Suns in six. I feel like Luka's averaging right now 40 points a game, and just the people around him are just not doing anything. Like, Powell, what has he done this entire series, you know? Brunson needs to step up his game. Dinwiddie, everyone needs to step up his game and get Luka some help. So if they're able to break that barrier and, you know, go hand-in-hand with Luka like they did in the first series against the Jazz, I think the bring up a couple of wins, but I still got Suns in six.
I actually think that the Mavs surrounding players are helping Luka out a lot. I just think it's so tough to guard Chris Paul, Devin Booker type guys because they don't have a great defense. Like, they harp on their defense and say it's pretty good, but I've never seen it. Like, I've never seen great defense out of the Mavs.
You know, whenever I watch Luka,
that game four or game five, whatever, six. No, it was five. Against the Jazz.
70 points, but that's because the Jazz were just couldn't make shots.
The Jazz won the best.
Yeah, whenever I
the
see
Suns,
Luka.
The Suns will not miss. Like, they, every time you see Chris Paul shoot it, you think he goes in.
Yeah, he's just a mid-range, like,
and he's hitting his threes, too. Like, apparently, like, I wouldn't expect him to hit all these, but and every time Booker comes off a screen, too, and shoots a three, it's going in.
Whenever I see Luka play defense, he reminds me a lot of James Harden on defense.
He's too static.
He's just walking the whole time, you know?
He's gotten a lot better on defense, I think. Because first year, it was like they basically could score at will against Luka. And I think he's gotten a little better to where there is some help.
With, like, Bullock or Finney-Smith.
Yeah. But and Luka could take their worst offensive player.
But Chris Paul is just...
He can't guard Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is just Chris Paul.
Nobody can guard Chris Paul on the team.
Who are you putting Luka on?
I'll put Luka on Bridges easily.
Pretty much, yeah.
Bridges is still going to work.
Yeah. He won't work because he's not a go inside. Like, he's not a score at will type of guy. He'll get his points, but he's not.
He's mainly a rebound type person.
I may even put him on Crowder, honestly. Crowder's kind of like a.
That's what I put him on.
Yeah, it's just a huge mismatch with Luka being a 1-2-3 type of player. And having Chris Paul and D-Book at the 1 and 2, and Luka just defensively is no match for either of them. So it's sort of hard to put Luka on someone.
You know what? No, they should just play a zone defense. See how that works out.
No, because the Suns will torch them on the 3-4 line.
Or just put Dorian Finney-Smith, who is their best defender.
Yeah, who's even going to get Ayton?
That's supposed to be Dwight Powell, but or Kleba.
No, Dwight Powell, give him props because he played pretty good against Ayton game two. Game one,
Ayton had foul trouble.
Ayton one, he was terrible.
He got into foul trouble early. At
Ayton
four,
had two fouls,
and they played him for only 19 minutes.
Ayton had two fouls.
Look at him.
He had two fouls.
DeAndre Ayton had four fouls.
He had two. 100% he had two fouls.
Kept showing up on the foul trouble. JaVale McGee had five, and then DeAndre Ayton had four.
JaVale McGee is so good.
I heard in the regular season that Rudy Gobert wants to go to the Mavs.
He can stay away.
And so I feel like I would actually like him on the Mavs.
As a defensive player, yeah. But
as a defensive player and a rebounder, I feel like that's really good for the Mavs, and that's what they need right now at most. But I'd much rather have someone like Turner, Miles Turner, on the team than him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a better player for sure.
Rudy Gobert, I think, is a better player, but I would rather have Turner, especially in a much more realistic world.
I think Turner for the Mavs for sure.
Yeah.
But
is Zach LaVine a free agent? I think he is. So we're going to get him. I hope.
You need Zach LaVine?
You know, to play
Zach
the three.
LaVine staying in Chicago.
We got to pay Brunson, though. You gotta pay Brunson.
No. Brunson's gone.
No.
We gotta pay Brunson.
Nope.
Alright. Moving on to our game picks now. Starting in the NHL, Penguins and Rangers game two tonight.
Rangers.
Yeah, I got Rangers.
I'm gonna say Penguins.
Rangers by 3 goals.
Ooh. I got them winning by 1.
Maybe by 2 goals, but.
Capitals Panthers game two also tonight.
Panthers.
Panthers.
Panthers probably take.
I bet
you
all pick Panthers game one too. Look where that turned out.
Right. Predators, Avs, game two also tonight.
Avs.
Avs.
5-5.
Say Predators.
Avs close.
I got Avs by 2.
Right. Stars and Flames, game two.
Flames.
Flames.
Here's where the Stars were their 1.
Flames. All right, Hurricanes, Bruins, game 3 tomorrow night.
Canes.
I got Canes.
Hurricanes.
I think it's tomorrow night. Yeah, I also got the Hurricanes.
Y'all see the Rangers?
I don't know.
Texas Rangers on a 4-game winning streak?
Are they really right now?
Boston Bruins?
How? Because that one guy, Zach Rex. Who is that guy?
Dude, he lit like 3 for 3 the other night, bro.
No idea who that is, but he's killing it.
I know. Marcus Semien had 2 hits last night.
He actually hit the ball?
Yeah, I know. He's hitting like 180.
Players get into slumps, guys. Like, let's not
No, Marcus Semien last year had a really bad start to the season, and then, you know, just went off in the middle of the season.
All right. Back to hockey. Maple Leafs versus Lightning game 3. I got Tampa.
Oh, I was going to say, though, the Bruins, I think they can actually win the game 3 because Boston sports, like, they just love sports, like, in general. Like, Boston people are, like, different when it comes to, like, Red Sox games, like, Bruins games, New England Patriot type game. Like, they love
Celtics.
Their fans, like Celtics. So, I think the Bruins win this game for sure.
Well, I agree. Maple Leafs, Lightning.
I back the Bruins.
I got Lightning.
I back the Maple Leafs.
I got Tampa.
You guys are sleeping on the Maple Leafs.
I've had them winning.
No, I think it'll be Lightning in 6. I think Tampa. Not Tampa. I think Toronto will make it closer. And they won't lose by a lot. They'll lose by like 1 or 2. Caleb, did you say?
Yeah, I think I did.
Who?
I don't remember what you said.
What were the teams?
Maple Leafs, Tampa Bay Lightning.
I said Maple Leafs.
Right. The Wild and the Blues, game 3.
And Blues.
Blues.
I go Blues as well.
Wild.
Right. You just try so hard to be different.
Wild are a better team than the Blues.
Again, I think it's just that playoff experience, though.
Yeah, Kings. The experience is just...
Kings Oilers game 3.
Oilers.
Kings.
I'm going Kings too.
Dude.
All right.
Y'all think the Oilers or you think the Kings win that?
No. Well, I think they win the game. I don't know if they win the series, but I think they win the game.
All right. Moving on to the NBA predicts on Friday or tomorrow, we have Heat Sixers game 3.
Heat.
Sixers.
Heat. Suns Mavs game 3.
Suns.
Mavs.
This would be the one that the Mavs would win.
It wouldn't be.
But I'm still good.
I'm going Mavs.
If I went to Vegas tomorrow and I put a bet on it, I would bet the Mavs.
You know they're going to play there.
There's no line either.
They're going to play their butts off. You know that.
There's no line. Because it's even pick. No team is favored. So I like the Mavs.
All right.
And Phoenix was only favored like by what, 6? Or yeah. Something the other
they're
day?
They're favored 6 both.
All right. Celtics-Bucks game 3. Go Celtics.
Celtics.
I'm going Bucks.
Back to Milwaukee, I'm going Bucks.
Right. And the last one, Grizzlies Warriors game 3.
Grizz.
Warriors.
It's just a toss up between if Ja can play good.
Grizz is about to Ja's about to gritty on their logo tomorrow.
Oh God, no, please.
I'm going Warriors. Caleb?
Warriors.
Grizz.
All right.
Any bets? Anybody want to make some bets?
No.
Caleb?
We do not encourage
betting. What's the Grizz? What's the difference?
Like what, the spread?
The spread,
it's
yeah.
Like Golden State 5.5.
All right. That will that will conclude this week's episode of The Undefeated. Good to have Grayson on here.
6.5 Warriors? They think the Warriors are going to win by 7 points.
They're at home. I can see it.
No. Right. No shot.
Grayson will appear, hopefully, a lot more next year. That's up to Braden to decide. Like I said earlier, it's my last hosting show. Braden will officially take over as the new sports editor next week. We'll see you guys later.
Peace.
Peace.